Hello, I'm a Canadian living in the United States. I just have a really quick question. Are you aware of what's actually happening in your own country? Now, one of the things that I like to do around here is I like to do research before I speak. So I just went ahead and I made you a couple notes. So please allow me to explain to you what literally just happened yesterday in Canada. Okay, there was 4 public safety bills and they were all voted down. So there's one called Bill C-246. Have you heard of it? If not, that's okay. I'll sum it up for you. So it would have made sure that sexual predators serve time for each victim, not a bulk discount. Okay. That was voted down. Did you hear about Bill C-220? Okay. If not, that's okay. I'm here to help you. It would have stopped lighter sentences for rapists and child predators just because deportation might happen after. That was voted down. Okay. Did you hear about Bill C-243? If not, it's fine, I'm here for you. It would have protected victims from having to relive their trauma at parole hearings over and over and over again. The victims actually begged for this. It was voted down. Did you hear about Bill C-242? If not, once again, I'm here to help you. The Jail Not Bail Act? Okay, well, that targeted repeat offenders cycling in and out of the system, and that was voted down too. And you know what? Can I just give you a little big picture here really quickly? I have the time. So before you talk about avoiding America, can you talk about what's happening at home? Violent crime has risen significantly over the past decade, okay? Car theft is at record highs. Do you like your vehicle? How about the collapsing healthcare system? Millions of Canadians still don't have a family doctor and or access to one. Housing is completely unaffordable. Food bank usage is at record highs. The catch and release policies are frustrating even law enforcement. Your own prime minister said that you will need to make sacrifices and suffer, and those were his words, not mine. Where I'm from, my tiny little town has 4 homeless encampments. 4. But sure, America's the problem, right? Can you do me one really big favor, Smith Rental Property? Just turn the TV off, just for a day. The United States is not this dystopian nightmare that you're being sold, okay? And Canada is not this flawless utopia that you pretend it is.